KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 46 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, a statewide tornado drill will take place today. The event will unfold as follows. At 10 a.m., there will be a test tornado watch in effect from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. The Emergency Alert System, or EAS, will sound, and weather radios in all 99 counties will activate. And then at 10:15, there will be a test tornado warning. At that time, sirens will sound throughout the communities in Iowa, not only as part of a drill, but to test the sirens for actual severe weather. The National Weather Service recommends using the time to prepare for the real thing. At 10:35, the test tornado warning will expire, and then at 11 o'clock, the test tornado watch will expire. Well, this test will not activate the wireless emergency alert system on your mobile device, but some counties, including Cass, will activate their respective emergency notification system, or ENS. If you haven't already registered for the Cass County ENS, go to the links at the Cass County homepage at www.casscountyiowa.us or the Cass County EMA Facebook page. And if you need further assistance, you can contact Mike Kennan, Cass County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, at 712-243-1500. In 2018, there were 69 tornadoes in Iowa. 48 is the average number of tornadoes in the state. The peak months for tornadoes are May and June, but in Iowa, every month experienced a tornado. The majority of tornadoes occur during the afternoon and evening hours. So now is the time to plan and prepare where you would go during a tornado, at home, at work, or school, and while commuting. Plans may vary based on your unique circumstances. Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday issued yet another disaster proclamation in response to flooding and flash flooding beginning March 13th and continuing. Her proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather. And as previously was the case, it activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents along with Disaster Case Management Program. And this time is in effect for Carroll County. Residents in the following area counties are eligible to apply for Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Management Program: Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Pottawatomie, Montgomery, Shelby, and Union. If you need more information, go to floods2019.iowa.gov. The Shelby County Emergency Management Operations Director, Jason Wickheiser, yesterday said that just before 12:30 p.m. Tuesday, Westphalia, Kirkman, Harlan, and Defiance Fire Departments responded to several 911 calls regarding a barn fire in the 1500 block of Highway 59. Westphalia Fire arrived on the scene to a fully involved barn. They were able to take some defensive measures protecting the adjacent residential structure. And as mutual aid departments arrived, they were able to assist in extinguishing the barn fire. Fire departments were assisted on the scene by Shelby County Sheriff's Office, the Shelby County EMA, Mid-American Energy, and Medevac Ambulance. And members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session this morning at 8 o'clock at the CAM High School Media Center. During their brief session, the board will present the CAM District's opening offer to the CAM Education Association for contract negotiations. During their meeting last week, CAMEA, the CAM Education Association, presented their 2019 and 2020 master contract proposal, which included a 4% increase on the salary with a one-year contract. The initial proposal also included a request to keep the employee handbook language the same as it is currently. In the funeral announcements, Dean Leonard Beeson, age 59, of Defiance, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Dean Beeson will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Jean Strissel, age 72, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Dorothy Strissel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ardith Eukin, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ardith Eukin will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Anita, died March 19th. Funeral services for Ronnie Paulson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. David Ebelin, age 73, of Atlantic, died Monday at his, or rather of Greenfield, I should say, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial for David Ebelin will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Roger Netz, age 79, of Casey and formerly of Lewis, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Roger Netz will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Diane Sunderman, age 72, of Erling, died Monday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Diane Sunderman will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Terry Ann Bates, age 67, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Bates will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Kenneth Berkestrand, age 75, of Huxley, died Monday, and funeral services for Kenneth Berkestrand will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Harvest Fellowship Assembly of God Church in Huxley. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died March 21st. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beth Pierce, age 92, formerly of the Panora and Guthrie Center areas, died Monday in Dallas Center. Memorial services for Beth Pierce will be held April 6th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.